Some sad news. Fans, comedians, and celebrities are mourning the death of comedian and actor Anthony A.J. Johnson. A.J. Johnson has passed away. He was 55 years old. He was best known as Ezell in the movie Friday. Yep. He also starred, in Lethal Weapon 3, House Party, Moesha, and The Jamie Foxx Show. Funny, funny, funny guy. Tributes from some of his funniest comedy moments are being posted on social media, and our deepest, deepest sympathy going out to the Johnson family. He's been on the, when we were in L.A., just in L.A., Steve, you remember he was on our show quite a bit. Just a funny guy, nice guy.
I knew A.J.
Well. Yeah, we all did. Yeah.
Of course, I knew him, but I didn't know him well. Mm-hmm. But the thing about the brother was, every single time, he was the exact same. Mm-hmm. I mean, he always had the same spirit, man.
Yeah.
The same spirit. And, you know, I have no stories or anything because I didn't know him like that. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying, the times he came on the show and we met, it was always the same. What up, Steve? What on with your king? You know, same thing, man. Just a nice guy. So my heartfelt condolences goes out to the family. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Did anybody hear how he passed? Why he passed?
No, I didn't hear nothing.
No,
I haven't heard anything.
I was on the road with AJ. We did a stage play together. AJ was
wild.
His timing, man, was just impeccable. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about getting out there. You know, when you're doing a play, you're looking for people to say the same lines every night. You know, do the play. No. AJ going to hit you with something. It's a curveball coming at you. And you got to work with it. You got to work with whatever he throw at you.
Got that talent.
You
got to
work with it.
Talent.
Yes, right.
Oh, man.
Right.
Wow.
That's awesome.
He will be missed for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. He will be.
A legend, iconic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Man, that was good working with him at Martin Lawrence First Amendment backstage. Man, I walked in to go do the show backstage, and he was, I had curly hair at the time, you know, and it was real big. And then I walked in, he said, I'll be damned, one of Elder Barge's illegitimate children. Look at that.
Quick now.
Dog, that was first thing he said, man. Just everybody, Bruce back there, man, it was just, it's just comedians get together. Just he just was just loud like that, man, and funny all the time, man.
Yeah. That's funny, Junior.
Martin Lawrence was standing right there laughing, too.
I watched him destroy the Peppermint Lounge in New Jersey. I mean, just erupt the whole room. I'd never seen nothing like
funny
that.
Funny man, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Aw.
Yep, he will definitely be missed.
Yeah.
We're going to switch gears here and lighten things up a bit. We have some other trending news to talk about. Hey, Steve, your daughter Lori was a special guest on the season premiere of The Real yesterday. Lori Harvey. Yeah, Lori, of course, is a model. She's an influencer, and she talked to the ladies of The Real about her new skin line, SKN by Lori Harvey. And Lori is also talking about her love relationship with Michael B. Jordan. Take a listen to this, please.
You balance each other. And I really do believe in this statement, you know, when they say, when you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really applies to our situation. And, you know, we just have a really good time together. He's so sweet, very attentive, you know. He listens to me, you know, the things that I say that I want, and he, like, really makes an effort. So I think that's really,
I just
really
love the relationship. What's the sexiest thing or the sweetest thing he's done for you?
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Honestly, like he's really good at all the big things and, you know, Valentine's Day, birthdays, all that. But like, it's the little things, the everyday things that I think really is what makes him special. Like, he just listens to me when I talk. Like, even, you know, the other day I had just been saying I really wanted to go to a farmer's market. And so he like called me one morning, like Sunday morning. He was like, what are you doing? Get dressed. I'm about to come pick you up. And he like took me an hour away. It's this like really cute farmer's market. We had the best day. So it's things like that.
Aww,
wow.
Lori Harvey.
Okay.
Love her.
Listen to that love in her voice. Yeah.
How you feeling there, Dad?
Mm-hmm. What's going
on?
Well,
I had to watch it
because,
you know, if I didn't.
You would never hear the end of it.
I didn't have no damn choice. I had to watch the feed from L.A. I had to watch the actual show appearance, and I had to watch it online. And it was her first television appearance, so. You know, Marjorie crying and everything. So she called me and asked me to critique it. And I just told her she was outstanding. She's very poised. I told her what she wore was perfect. I said she was energy. You showed your personality. You know, you didn't get flustered by anything. And so it was good. It was good for her, you know. I get asked all the time about the relationship. I mean, you know, I approve the relationship because he's a good guy. But I'm also watchful, you know.
There you go. And, but that's what you should do
as
a dad.
Daddy in you,
that's the daddy. But, you know, but I'm gonna get him on the hate game. I'm going to get him on the hate game. If I got to, I'll go up behind his ass. I'll get him.
Seriously?
I take him down if I got to. I don't even want to because the dude is like...
You
want
to fight Michael B. Jordan?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't because he's a good guy. He's doing really well, you know. I mean, man, like the dude is just like... I mean, and plus I know his parents. I met his father. I know his dad. We got some mutual things going on in Africa. It's just a great family, but... You know, I got to stay. I'm pulling for him. Just let me say that. I'm rooting for them.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, she sounds very happy. Very,
she
very
does.
Happy.
She's so beautiful. I love her.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.